alayhi wasallam loved him so much. And in a way, he was a mix of Ja'far radiallahu anhu and Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu. He accepted early like Ja'far radiallahu anhu, went to Abyssinia like Ja'far radiallahu anhu, stayed there for a long time like Ja'far radiallahu anhu. He got to participate in a few battles like Mu'adh radiallahu anhu. Then, whereas Ja'far radiallahu anhu was martyred in the Battle of Mu'tah soon after his coming back. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam sent him away like he did Mu'adh radiallahu anhu. And we can only imagine that it was a tearful departure, the same way it was with Mu'adh radiallahu anhu. But he did so once again, like I mentioned at the beginning. The Sahaba, they went away from their beloved, on account of their beloved, for their beloved, because they knew that their beloved wanted them elsewhere. But because they followed the command of their beloved sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they gained so much reward. And it mentioned, and just a few manaqib, some accolades, about Khalid ibn Sa'id radiallahu anhu to end off. They mention Ummu Khalida radiallahu anha once more. She says, Ummu Khalida radiallahu anha, the first person to ever write Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim was my father Khalid radiallahu anhu. So every single basmalah that's ever written in the Quran, in any hadith book, that has ever been written in any manuscript of any book ever, that has ever been written by any of us on any notebook, any piece of paper, anything, we owe that to Khalid radiallahu anhu. Once again, so many things in our lives are indebted to so many sahaba and we don't even recognize it. The first person to ever write Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim in the name of Allah, the Magnanimous, the Merciful, was Khalid radiallahu anhu. And similarly, another accolade of his was that the ring that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to wear was actually the ring of Khalid ibn Sa'id radiallahu anhu. Hadith in Hakim and Tabarani, it mentions, Mu'jam al-Kabir, it mentions that one time Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saw Khalid ibn Sa'id radiallahu anhu wearing a ring. So he said, oh, let me see it. So he said, throw it to me. So Khalid ibn Sa'id radiallahu anhu took it off. He throws it to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam catches it. And he sees that it's a ring of colored iron and silver. So he says that, what is this? What's written on this? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was ummi. So, what do you think Khalid ibn Sa'id radiallahu anhu says if it was the ring Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to wear? He says, oh, written on the back is Muhammadur Rasulullah. And that's exactly what was written on the ring of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the hadith mentions, فَأَخَذَهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam decided to take that ring, and that وَكَانَ خَاتِمًا كَانَ فِي يَدِي. And that was the ring that was in his hand. So Khalid ibn Sa'id radiallahu anhu, his ring was the ring that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam personally wore when he stamped letters. So even when Khalid ibn Sa'id radiallahu anhu, he was far away, a part of him was still with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on account of his own initiative. So what do we learn exactly from the story of Khalid ibn Sa'id radiallahu anhu? What we learn is that we should have an extreme initiative for the deen, an extreme desire to initiate whatever good deeds that we can for the religion. How many of these things that did we mention about Khalid ibn Sa'id radiallahu anhu were things that Khalid radiallahu anhu did first that no one before him did? First person to write basmala, first person to wear a ring. And that was the ring that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself wore. And who can say that basmala is not part of our religion, that it's not written in every mushaf? So having an initiative to benefit the deen in whatever way we can, as long as it conforms to the sharia, those sorts of initiatives, those are sahabi-worthy initiatives. So whenever we have an idea of how we can benefit the religion, how we can bring something new to the religion, then we should try and bring that to the religion. That's not the same thing as a bid'ah, which is heresy. This is the idea that in the confines of the sharia, what is something that has never been done? And what is something that I can bring to the table to show Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the Day of Judgment? This is something I did first, that I wanted to do. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَنْ سَنَّ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ سُنَّةً حَسَنَةً كَانَ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرُهَا وَأَجْرُ مَنْ عَمِلَ بِهَا مِنْ بَعْدِهِ مِنْ غَيْرِ أَنْ يَنْقُصَ مِنْ أُجُورِهِمْ شَيْءٍ. That whoever institutes a good deed, then he will get the reward of that good deed and every other person who does that good deed afterwards, without his reward ever being diminished in the slightest. So that's the lesson we learned from Khalid ibn Sa'id radiallahu anhu, that always bring your initiatives of deen to the table. Don't be shy of them. Just bring them to the table and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will accept them bifadlillahi ta'ala. In this last 1 minute, just mentioning the dua, the passing of Khalid ibn Sa'id radiallahu anhu, there are two reports. And the scholars debate. Some mention that he passed away in the time of Umar radiallahu anhu in the Marj al-Sufr, which was an incident. Others, however, mention that he passed away in the lifetime of the Khilafah of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And there's more explicit narrations to support this. This narration says that even after the passing of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for around 2 months afterwards, Khalid ibn Sa'id radiallahu anhu stayed in his Sana'a, in his position of governance. But then he came back to Medina. Now Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he was considering who he should send as governors during his early time of Khilafah. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu stuck to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the T. So he says, you know what, I'm going to send Khalid ibn Sa'id radiallahu anhu back, and whoever was a governor in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'm going to send them back to their positions. But Khalid ibn Sa'id radiallahu anhu said no. He said, I only went there for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now this is not, don't think of this as a subject disobeying a khalifa. This is just one sahabi who's one of the earliest sahaba who converted with his friend right in front of him, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. So the fourth and fifth convert are literally talking to each other, or the first and the third convert are talking to each other right now. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu tells Khalid radiallahu anhu, I want you to go back to Sana'a. But Khalid radiallahu anhu, two people who have been through thick and thin from the beginning of the bi'atha of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the beginning of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's emergence, Khalid radiallahu anhu says, I can't do that. He said, I only did that for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Instead, he took him, his other brothers or uncles who had accepted Islam, and he went to Sham, and there he fought until he passed away. And so that was the life of Khalid ibn Sa'id radiallahu anhu, who accepted Islam on account of a dream, who was with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when no one was with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and when he had no family to call his own besides the Muslims. The person who went to Abyssinia, had a family there, had children there, came back, who instituted so many beautiful things for this religion, like the basmala, the ring of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the dua, abli wa akhliqi, and who fought valiantly in all the fights that he could with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was such a competent and trustworthy person that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent him personally to Sana'a, to Yemen, who stayed there as a governor, following to the T Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's command. And when he came back and he saw that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was no longer there, he went and he gave his life in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us like Khalid ibn Sa'id radiallahu anhu, to allow us to bring whatever good initiatives we have to the table, to allow us to institute our own good deeds, and that he allow those good deeds to be immortalized constantly throughout history, and that we get the good deeds of those solely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for tawfiq and providence to be like all the sahaba, ashabi kan nujum, all the stars, all the sahaba were like stars. Bi ayyihimu iqtadaytum, iqtadaytum bi. Whichever one you follow, you will be guided. We can pray ashraq inshallah. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.